We were standing in the centre of the packing room, the main packing room. It's completely enclosed by 6-inch panelling, so it's like basically insulation. So it keeps it very temperature controlled. We have cool rooms at one end that are varying degrees from 1 degree to 10 degrees, depending on the product. And another other rooms to pack, for instance, we've got a room at one end where we cut pumpkins. So that has to be refrigerated down to about 4 degrees the whole time. So the staff in there wear lots of clothes and they cut the pumpkins. So it's very important, obviously, the product's looked after. Not only is it organic, but it's looked after in terms of the temperature requirements of that product.
Do you have to pack organic vegetables differently to conventionally produced vegetables as well?
Yeah, look, the actual process is pretty much the same. What is different is this shed is certified as an organic packing shed, so we have to be very careful to ensure the integrity of the product goes right through the packing process. So everything that we do, from cleaning to, you know, pest control, is all has to be certified, and we have a third party, the Australian Organic, that does certify this facility.
So this is a facility that's going to take in produce from a variety of growers. How many facilities like this are in Australia?
This is fairly unique. There's other growers that just do stuff on their own. There's very few facilities that I know of that actually do this, where they have a range of growers, and the growers own this facility and supply it as well.
How many growers are you dealing with here?
We deal with about 12 to 15 growers on a regular basis, and a number of other growers seasonally. But there is a range of core growers that are quite large scale growers.
And where are they from?
There's a number of based around the Lockyer. There's at least 3 or 4 based around the Lockyer Valley within 10-15 minutes of here, and also from Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, even South Australia.
What food are you actually going to pack here?
We do a range of vegetables mainly, carrots, potatoes, celery, sweet corn, onions. We also do some fruits like avocados, for instance.
There's been a lot of talk about profitability in agriculture and how farmers can be just price takers. How is this going to work with the supply chain to perhaps drive a bit more value for farmers?
Yeah, look, this facility is important because it's actually owned by the growers, so they have more control over their product. It's not a profit centre, it's a cost centre, so purely the cost of production is put back on the product. So that means at the end of the day, there's more profit going back to the farm and the farmer.
And how much overall did this facility cost to build?
This was actually a mushroom farm previously, so we actually bought it and refurbished it. So we spent, I haven't added up the bills yet, but probably too much, $300,000 or $400,000 on just basically getting up to standard, replacing walls, putting in cool rooms, you know, doing all the things that, because we have, not only are we certified with the Australian Organic, but we have obviously quality control audits as well. So there's a number of audits that come in, council audits. So we're audited quite regularly by a number of different people. So we have to make sure everything's up to standard.
Organic Farmgate General Manager Nicholas Mile. And a long-term organic vegetable grower, Rob Bow, believes this will enhance the organic producer's ability to market their products.
My involvement with the organic industry goes back a long time. From about 30 years ago, I decided to stop using chemicals to farm. I was taught to farm with chemicals, the chemical way. For health reasons, my own health and health of people who I was supplying with food, I decided to go away from the chemicals and go back to the way my grandparents used to farm without using poisons.
What difference will it make to the organic growers in this region and indeed across the East Coast to have a packing facility that's certified organic?
Yeah, well, any growers that want to come on board with us and we can work out a plan with them, a growing plan and a marketing plan, it'll enable them to have product directed into the big chains who need stuff pre-packed.
Which companies will actually take the vegetables that are packaged here?
They're available to anybody. It doesn't have to be necessarily a big company. It can be a small retailer or home delivery person can take the product from here. We'll pack for them if they need it packed, and any other big supermarkets as well.
Why do you think that going down this niche market way of marketing your produce will benefit you?
Well, I think it's the only way to go sustainably wise, and I do believe that back in the days when I was farming chemically, we did almost no marketing or virtually no marketing and really were struggling to sell product. So to be able to sell product, you need to do professional marketing.